Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive stock analysis. Today we're breaking down Intuitive Surgical, the company behind the Da Vinci robotic surgery systems, and what the latest numbers and market reaction really mean for investors. Shares have taken a beating lately, dropping sharply after the Q2 report, even though the company beat estimates. The stock sits near a 52-week low after falling more than 16% in just the past week, and over 33% over the trailing 12 months. That kind of move always raises the question of whether the market is overreacting or finally seeing real cracks in the growth story. Intuitive Surgical has built a dominant position in robotic-assisted minimally invasive surgery. Its Da Vinci platform, along with the single-port SP system and the Ion endoluminal platform, sits at the center of a recurring revenue model that combines system sales with high-margin instruments, accessories, and service contracts. The company employs roughly 17,000 people and remains headquartered in Sunnyvale, California. Procedure volumes continue to grow worldwide, though recent quarters have shown some moderation in the U.S. and ongoing challenges in China. Looking at the revenue mix, instruments and accessories remain the biggest driver, generating about $6.02 billion last year, followed by systems at $2.47 billion and services at $1.57 billion. Geographically, the domestic market still accounts for the majority at roughly $6.82 billion, while foreign revenue sits near $3.25 billion. That recurring stream from instruments and services gives the business a nice flywheel effect once hospitals adopt the platforms. On the earnings front, the second quarter came in stronger than expected. Revenue reached about $2.77 billion, up 23% year-over-year, while adjusted EPS landed at around $3 versus the $2.48 consensus. Management kept the full-year 2026 procedure growth outlook unchanged, pointing to continued global adoption even as U.S. trends slowed a bit and insurance-related headwinds appeared. The beat on both top and bottom lines shows operational momentum, yet the stock still sold off, suggesting investors are focused on the lack of raised guidance and near-term macro concerns. In the earnings call commentary, leadership highlighted robust demand for the latest Da Vinci and Ion systems, continued expansion of the installed base, and strong utilization trends outside the U.S. They acknowledged moderating U.S. procedure growth and some reimbursement friction, but emphasized that long-term drivers, new indications, international penetration, and platform upgrades remain intact. The tone stayed constructive on innovation spending and global footprint expansion, despite the cautious near-term tone on certain markets. From a balance sheet perspective, the company carries essentially no debt and maintains a very healthy current ratio above 6.0. Free cash flow came in strong at roughly $2.49 billion for the year, supporting continued investment in R&D and capacity. Gross margins hover near 66%, and net profit margins sit around 28%, reflecting the high-value nature of the installed base. Return on equity and invested capital both land in the mid-teens, solid for a growth-oriented medical device name. The valuation picture has shifted meaningfully after the pullback. Shares trade around $350, yet our model puts fair value somewhere in the low $230 range. That implies the stock is currently priced well above what the forward PE and discounted cash flow lenses suggest, especially once you factor in the moderating growth trajectory. Changing assumptions around terminal multiples or long-term procedure growth can move that number quite a bit, so if you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the strength side, Intuitive enjoys a wide competitive moat, a sticky recurring revenue model, and a pristine balance sheet with zero debt. Weaknesses include heavy dependence on the Da Vinci ecosystem and vulnerability to hospital capital spending cycles. Opportunities center on new platform launches, expanding indications, and deeper penetration in emerging markets. Threats range from reimbursement pressure and potential competitors to regulatory or geopolitical risks in key regions like China. Price action tells the story of the last several months. The stock has fallen 14% over the past month, 26% over 3 months, and 35% over 6 months. It now sits well below its 52-week highs, reflecting both valuation compression and questions about the pace of U.S. procedure growth. Longer-term holders who bought 5 years ago are still up modestly, but the recent drawdown has clearly tested conviction. All in all, Intuitive Surgical remains a high-quality compounder with durable competitive advantages, yet at the current price appears to embed more optimism than the near-term growth trajectory supports. The pullback has created a more interesting setup for patient investors willing to look past the next couple of quarters, but anyone buying here should be comfortable with the possibility of further multiple compression if procedure trends stay soft. As always, do your own due diligence and consider your time horizon before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you in the next one.